Live and local. Mornings with Todd Sargent. For our sponsor, Harvey Norman Computers, Rutherford and Bennett's Green.
Our very own fitness guru, Dave Corran, always says you don't have to squeeze yourself into a gym indoors to get some great exercise and have some fun. And that's well and truly being proven in Maitland. The Maitland Park Master Plan has moved to the next level. The opening of the close enough to $60,000 outdoor gym. And I've got Councillor Ben Whiting with us this morning. And you may have seen the picture last Wednesday, the Herald, page 10. He's doing some chin-ups. Ben, good morning.
G'day, how are you?
Good. I just want to know, how many push-ups did you manage to knock out?
Look, I was pushing myself. I probably made it to 5, which was a big effort, I've got to say.
Is that a grin of happiness or pain on your face in the photo?
Oh, no, I always smile when I'm doing chin-ups. It's always enjoyable.
Your feet weren't on the ground, were they?
No, the feet weren't on the ground. That's the question I got from everyone, actually, but no, I was hanging in the air, no doubt.
Have you had any calls from the ladies about the guns on display? Like, those arms are pretty...
The calls won't stop. I've had the screen calls. My wife's not happy.
Oh, I bet she's not. All right, moving right along, I don't want to be a part of your domestic problems. Let's concentrate on what we're going to talk about this morning. Many years ago, I lived in Cairns, and I don't know whether you're aware of it. I know lots of places have them, but along the Cairns Esplanade, they had the same kind of thing, although it's strung out a little bit more. And I thought that was a fantastic idea, and I didn't understand why more councils, more towns weren't doing it. And I think this is such a great, great initiative for Maitland.
Oh, it is a great initiative, and there's a few places where they do have it, as you described, where the pieces of equipment are spread out. Maitland, some research has been done, and it's been shown that it's better if we concentrate that equipment to get people doing their workouts all in one spot. But it is around our 2-kilometre path that goes around the beautiful Maitland Park. So there's a few options there for all ages to get involved in a bit of physical activity.
And we know, and we hear on a day-to-day basis, we need to get more of that. Was it difficult to decide on what actual equipment was going to go into this exercise park?
I think one of the questions I've had actually is from people inquiring about whether people of all ages could use it. And I think that's an important element in the equipment that did go in, is there's elements of this equipment that could be used by everyone. So that was very important.
Well, we know more and more that exercise is not just for the young, and it's probably even more important as people get older, especially when it comes to, you know, building muscle and bone density.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think councils certainly have a role to play everywhere. Society's well-being is everyone's concern, and I think, you know, it's an important consideration for councils in how they invest their money.
Look, I give local councils a bit of stick at time if I think they've done the wrong thing or if I think they're being impractical. But one of the things I love about it when councils get it right is it's all very well to say we need to make our community more healthy, we need to be a part of it. But this is where the rubber hits the road, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I know it's important for councils to focus on things like roads, but, you know, we can't absolve ourselves of the responsibility to make sure our communities as healthy as they can be.
Well, it also goes towards the livability of the city, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And Maitland Park certainly serves a lot of roles in terms of being an active and a passive space. The pool, the hockey, the netball, everything that goes on there, and it fills a lot of roles central to the whole city. So a great place for us to invest in the future.
And of course it's ongoing. Like, that's only a very small part of the $12 million outlay for, you know, the Aquatic Centre. How is it going? Is it on budget and on time?
I've heard rumours that it could actually be ahead of time, but I don't shouldn't probably be saying that.
Oh, no, he's cursed himself now.
I've let the cat out of the bag. But no, the pool's going very well, and it'll be great to see it open.
And what sort of usage have we had so far, and what's the feedback been from the people just particularly using this equipment?
Oh, the feedback I've had personally has been very good. I do want to encourage everyone to get out there and use it, because I think if we want to see more of this equipment around our city, then council is going to want to see that it's actually getting used. So please get out there and have a go.
Ben, that's a really good point, because it's pointless spending money on whatever it may be. How active are the council in making sure that it is being used?
We've got a great team at council that's been working towards more initiatives like this, more paths, more cycleways. And, you know, I it's been a privilege for me to be involved, to be honest. But, yeah, we do have a great team of people that work very hard on trying to improve this across the city.
Well, job well done, and I imagine that the park is just going to get more and more use as more and more facilities come along. Well done with the 5 chin-ups. I think you've done very well.
Thanks very much, Todd.
Good to talk to you this morning. Councillor Ben Whiting from Maitland. Look, check it out. It looks fantastic, and anything that can be done to get more and more people out exercising, as we said, just adding to the livability to the wonderful city that Maitland is.
2NURFM 103.7.